Yeah, well, as you've heard, I was sort of very unhappy as a child, and I've always reflected on that as an adult, and it seems to me that if a lot of the problems were because my mother died when I was very young, and my being very quickly separated from not only my mother but my brother and my father. No fault of anybody's, it was the circumstances. But nevertheless, even though everybody did their best, I think from these incidents I've recalled at school where I was, I call it behaving badly, but I think really I might have been grieving or just upset or something. I have no memory at all of this being talked to me about by either any adults at all. So as a result, I had to deal with it all myself, and I made all sorts of strange connections, which are too detailed to go into, but I lived in a fantasy world a lot, I think. And what I'm thinking is that if somebody had treated me when I started school, or even when I first moved into this new family, who probably were in shock to suddenly have to have a child like me, as I say, clearly very weird. I used to self-harm as well. I used to try and fall over and hurt myself so I could get put in a pram. Very, you know, quite difficult to deal with things like this. So I feel that the teachers or some adults should have been able to help me, and nobody did. And if they could have done, I just feel my life probably would have been totally different. Not saying it would have been any better, because actually I've turned out to have quite a good life, but I do think it would have taken a different course. And I certainly think my education might have taken a different course, and my feelings about myself would. So in a sense, it's not a segregation experience like going to a separate special school, which is actually been removed and sent somewhere which is discriminatory and against your human rights and condoned by the state. But it's a similar experience in the act of separation, that I couldn't understand why all this had happened to me. And I'm afraid all I could think when I was a little girl was that it was obviously something to do with me. And I couldn't quite work out what it was, but it was obviously something that I was basically anything you can put around being a very bad little girl. It was the emotional difficulties I was going through that set me apart, really. And there are very many other key experiences that if people see you as different, you get some sort of stigma attached to you, and then you think it's your fault, and this builds on the stigma, and in the end you've got this situation where prejudice is building up against you, and it's all very similar.